Today is Thursday, January 14th. This is T-Dad Talk. I'm Finn Warner. Happening today, a look at the Los Angeles County COVID-19 vaccine distribution. And in the state, President Trump announces the U.S. Space Command will be relocated from its temporary home in Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. In national news, as COVID-19 cases climb in Japan, officials wonder where that leaves the postponed 2020 Olympics, which are set to start in July. Stay tuned for more. Today's podcast is brought to you with support from Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, featuring their year-end clear-out sales to get you in a new or previously owned vehicle that fits your budget. Head down today and let Lisa Camarillo or one of their many friendly sales reps help you get some new wheels for the year. All right, here's the weather. Sunny skies here today in Trinidad with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear skies continue with lows dropping into the mid-teens. For Friday, it'll be sunny with a high in the mid-40s with tomorrow night's temperatures dropping into the low 20s. Now, here's the news. Locally, Los Angeles County healthcare workers and administrators stressed patience in regard to COVID-19 vaccinations as the nation, state, and local health providers roll out and update vaccination plans. The hospital said they had 400 total vaccines in the first allotment of vaccines 2 weeks ago and were able to vaccinate staff and partnered with the district health department to vaccinate first responders. No vaccines were received last week, but they'd expect 100 doses this week and another 300 over the next 2 weeks. Because the Moderna variant of the vaccine requires 2 doses, hospital staff believe most of the doses in their next few allotments will go to people that had already received their first dose. People have expressed some confusion with the state vaccination priority list. Currently, the state is in a phase 1A and 1B of the vaccination plan, yet midway through the first vaccinations, the governor announced the people immunosuppressed and over 70 years of age would be moved up in the priority list. Mount San Rafael Chief Executive Officer John Tucker said it would take some time to get all those people in, especially considering over 18% of Los Angeles County's total population is over the age of 70, or roughly 2,603 people. Vaccine distribution within the county is available at both the Salud Family Medical Center at Mount Carmel as well as the Los Angeles County Health Department. Residents of Los Angeles County can register for COVID-19 vaccine through Mount San Rafael Hospital at their website, www.msrhc.org. The Los Angeles Huerfano County Health Department at their website, www.colorado.gov/la-h-health, or at the Salud Family Clinic at www.saludclinic.org/COVID-vaccine. And in the state, President Donald Trump has awarded U.S. Space Command to Huntsville, Alabama, in a move that several Pentagon insiders and lawmakers say bypassed the military's top pick of Colorado Springs, the unit's current home, because of political considerations, reported 9 News yesterday. It's a decision that Colorado lawmakers say they will ask incoming President-elect Joe Biden to overturn and has caused Colorado Springs Republican U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn, a Trump loyalist, to break with the administration. The move also will likely kick off a congressional probe into how the decision was reached. Lamborn said he and other Colorado lawmakers plan to make an appeal to Biden to overturn the decision as soon as he takes office. The congressman said the Alabama move was likely made with bad advice from political advisors. An earlier Air Force decision will keep the command in Colorado Springs until at least 2026 while the decision to move plays out. The command has been temporarily located in Colorado Springs, and earlier this year it was announced that it would stay there for 6 years. Alabama, Florida, New Mexico, Texas, and Nebraska were in the running for the permanent home. And in world news, Japan will expand its state of emergency to 7 more prefectures, said Japan's prime minister on Wednesday, reported CNN. The country reported 4,527 new cases and 51 deaths Tuesday, bringing the national total to almost 300,000, with a death toll of 4,158. More than 61,500 patients are in hospitals across the country, which have been struggling to deal with a spike in cases brought on in part by freezing winter temperatures. Tokyo, previously among the worst-hit areas, reported 970 new cases Tuesday, the first time the Japanese capital's daily tally had dropped below 1,000 in over a week. Japanese officials are believed to be wary of introducing a full lockdown or other more stringent emergency measures for fear of harming the economy. The country is also once again facing difficult decisions around the Olympics, which were due to take place last summer but were eventually postponed as the pandemic spread across the world. The Tokyo Games are scheduled to be held this summer from July 23rd to August 8th, according to the International Olympic Committee, with pared-back opening and closing ceremonies in keeping with an overall simplification of the Games. Last week, the Tokyo Metropolitan Government said it would be postponing the upcoming exhibitions of the Tokyo Olympics torch to reduce the flow of people and to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The torch had been on display in several municipalities from November and was due to restart this week. In a New Year's address to Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee staff this week, Chairman Yoshiro Mori said that the preparations would proceed as planned. A recent poll by Japanese public broadcaster NHK found that 77% of respondents felt the game should be postponed again or completely canceled, with only 16% in favor of holding them this year. Former top international committee official Dick Pound said that it was unlikely the games would be postponed again, and so any additional delay would likely mean their cancellation. If you know of an upcoming event you think should be included on our podcast, give us a shout on our TDAD Radio Facebook page or call us at 719-846-3311. For a deeper look into what's happening in Trinidad and beyond, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and don't forget to support your local journalism with an online subscription. Another shout out to our sponsor for today, Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, who helped me get the car I still love and can help you find the right one too. Give them a call at 719-355-7100. That will do it for today's episode. Thanks for sticking around. This has been Finn Warner. Have a great day. This is Chronicle News Media.